AccuWeather forecast calling for cloudy skies today. We'll have a high near 40. Temperature-wise, we go around to Kenosha, where we start things out at this hour, 36 degrees, 34 in Burlington, 37 in Milwaukee, and 36 in Racine. Fire last night at 3532 51st Street in the Racine County town of Raymond destroyed a barn containing farm equipment, hay and gutter company materials. No animals inside and nobody got hurt in the response. It was about a quarter to nine. Sheriff's deputies and Raymond Fire Rescue got dispatched. The initial reports had the building engulfed in flames. A mutual aid response declared at that point. The call then made to such neighboring departments as Oak Creek, Waterford, Franklin, South Milwaukee, South Shore, Caledonia, and Kansasville, to name a few. It was at 9:23 p.m. that the fire was listed as contained. The scene finally cleared after 1:30 this morning, but with small flames and a glow still coming from within the brick walls of what used to be that barn on 51st Street in Raymond. An inmate of the Kenosha County Detention Center is being evaluated for tuberculosis after complaining of chest pain and shortness of breath. Now, inmates and staff who had any contact with this inmate, they're being tested for the disease just as a precaution. A news release indicates that the inmate in question was tested shortly after being admitted to the jail, but with a negative result. Officials say there's no danger to the public. They note tuberculosis is not easily transmitted. It requires close, continued contact with the infected person. A memorial gathering in celebration of the life of former Racine Police Chief Richard Paulzean, who passed away January 3rd, is expected to include a large crowd later this afternoon into this evening on the city's southwest side. In a 2001 WRJN interview, Chief Paulzean talked about the birth of community policing, which began simply with conversations inside neighborhoods.
In 1992, about going into community policing, and I started attending neighborhood meetings. That's the first thing I heard from people in the community is that they wanted a relationship and a close relationship with the police department and police officers. And I never realized that so much before until we start going to these meetings and we start talking about community policing and how we get back into the neighborhood. And once we started it, what a tremendous difference.
Today's visitation for Paulzean on what would have been his 75th birthday, running from 4 until 7 p.m. at St. Lucie's Catholic Church on Drexel Avenue. Senior campus at Campbell Woods got the blessing of the Mount Pleasant Village Board last night. It reversed the recommendation of the Plan Commission to deny the rezoning request. Almost a dozen people talked to the board, mostly Campbell Woods subdivision residents. Attorney Rebecca Mason, representing Joe Campbell, said he's willing to file a deed restriction to allow only a senior citizen housing complex on the site in perpetuity. Trustee Dave DeGrutto said the project just doesn't make any sense to him, noting the area's residents bought their land from Campbell, believing in his goodwill and his integrity.
And again, you know, I get it that, you know, legally, you know, with your 101-foot buffer, you come here and, you know, you don't feel need to reach out to them. I get that. But from their perspective, your 101-foot buffer is you giving them the finger, you flipping them off. That doesn't play well with me.
Board voted 4-3 to approve the rezoning, also rejecting the motion to send the conditional use permit and the site plan back to the Plan Commission, and then voted 4-3 to approve the permit and the plan itself. And the year-end report on existing home sales out from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. They're at an all-time high statewide for the year, prices well above the pace of inflation. As for the local numbers, well, WRJN's Janet Hoff says they were good for the month of December. Mixed results, though, for the 12-month period.
Home sales last month alone in Kenosha rose 8.1%, 7.6% in Racine, 10.2% in Milwaukee, and 7.2% for the entire eight-county southeast region. Median prices went up 8.9% in Racine, 6% in Milwaukee, and 5.6% in Kenosha. The entire region was up 4.2%. Home sales in Racine for the entire year were down 10%, but median prices skyrocketed almost 27%. Kenosha sales fell 9.4%, but with a 5% median price increase. Milwaukee home sales for the year dropped 6.7%, though also with a 5% increase for the median price. Southeast Wisconsin sales for the year were down 2.1%, while the median price rose 7.6%. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A plan of succession for Racine Unified, Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion to take over when Superintendent Lolly Haas steps down at some point next year, approved by the Board of Education with one no vote. It was Julie McKenna, one of the board members, who said the process, it should have been open for the hiring.
Even though my colleagues say it's not against the law, I did check that out. It wasn't against the law. We don't have a policy one way or the other, except When I looked at the Racine Unified website under administration, it says, thank you for considering an administrative career Racine Unified School District. All employment opportunities are posted.
Board member Matt Hanser pointed out that Dr. Gallion's talents would be welcome elsewhere, while Bob Whitkey noted that the superintendent is the sole employee of the board. Dr. Gallion called it an honor, said he is committed to the district.
I want to publicly say to Dr. Hawes, I want to thank you for your leadership and your personal investment in my development over these last 3.5 years. I am confident that I will be able to carry on your legacy and continue the good work that you've started. And then I want to say to the community, thank you for your confidence and support and expressions of thanks to me. I truly am honored by that.
Gerstead Principal Doug Klums noted that it's going to be a good principal situation for him, at least as long as he's still there. He's going to be retiring in June because he knows Dr. Gallion still knows what it's like to be a school principal, so he's going to be able to build on the foundation that Dr. Hawes has set in place. Longtime Kenosha defense attorney Fred Zevers, troubled by aspects of a new program, a new curriculum in the Unified School District, designed to build trust between high school students and police officers. He claims this 21-page curriculum, developed by the police department, appears to be one-sided, a view of police-citizen interaction, and he says it's light on references to individual rights.
I think this programming is an attempt to reach across the chasm of mistrust and uncertainty about the police role in our society and the citizenry. But again, if it's not consistent with what individual rights and legal responsibilities are, it simply becomes propaganda at that point.
The proposed curriculum for the 7-session non-credit class that would be available to Bradford High School students expected to be discussed at tonight's school board meeting, along with proposed changes regarding citizen comments, including to only allow them regarding items on the meeting agenda. And coming up tonight in Racine, the Public Safety and Licensing Committee at City Hall scheduled to conduct a due process hearing on the liquor license for the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue. The panel recommended the trial-like procedure last year. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.